Welcome to Dot 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 with Katie. Today's dot 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 topic will be based on the novel To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee. This book was written in the 1960s, based on the 1930s, during the Great Depression. The narrator is Jean Louise Finch, who goes by Scout. She is a rebellious tomboy who has much to learn about everything. The first part of the book includes the many characters like Scout, Jem, her older brother, Dill, their good friend, Atticus, their stern yet loving father, and Calpurnia, their black nanny. Scout often misbehaves and gets into fights, in which she usually wins. Her mother's death played an important role in her character because she has never really had any feminine influences at home. Her mother died at a young age, and she was left with her father and brother. Atticus is a well-known lawyer who spends a lot of time at work. Calpurnia cooks, cleans, and watches over the children. Dill is a friend who pops in and out of the story. He stays in Maycomb with his Aunt Rachel and joins Jem and Scout on countless adventures and mischief based on their imagination. Some of their antics revolved around the existence of Boo Radley, a neighbor with a mysterious story. This urban legend scares all the children, but the grown-ups seem to have a different opinion, probably having known him in the past. He stays concealed in his spooky house as the first part of the book slowly introduces you to the environment. The presence of Atticus' court case creeps closer. And the second part of the story deals strongly with the court case and more impacting events that influences the characters growing up and maturing. Aunt Alexandra moves in with the family and for the sake to try to make a bigger female influence for Scout. Atticus takes up case defending a black man named Tom Robinson who was accused of rape. The one he had supposedly raped was Miella Yule, daughter of Bob Yule. This well-known family had a grudge against Atticus. The news of the events are spread throughout town and everyone is worried. Atticus embraces Bob Yule in court. However, despite the overwhelming evidence of Tom's innocence, the racist jury convinces him of guilt. Tom and his family are devastated. Although Atticus planned to get an appeal, Tom was shot down while he tried to escape in prison. Scout also grows closer to Calpurnia, and her grudge against Aunt Alexandra's stiff, strict ways slowly softens. Bob Yule makes obscenely blatant threatening acts of hatred toward Tom's wife afterwards and tries to imitate Atticus by threatening him. Even though Atticus took it lightly, there's the notion that such things should be taken more seriously. Also, as Jem and Scout grew older, they no longer fear the things they used to fear. Jem is growing physically, and Scout is being more civilized. One night, there is the town Halloween carnival, and Scout is in the play. Both Atticus and Calpurnia couldn't attend, so Jem accompanied her. Although the school was close, the quiet night sent chills up her spine. On the way home, the two are mysteriously stalked and violently attacked by someone. When it ends, Scout finds herself safe home. Jem, however, is badly injured. The truth was that they were saved by the last person they would have expected, Boo Radley. Upon meeting him, Scout realizes that he is very different from all the chilling stories and rumors spread about him. They discover that Bob Yule was the one who tried to kill Jem and Scout, but was stabbed by Boo Radley. Scout learns a very important lesson that night after meeting Boo. Now that you're all caught up in the story, we can have some of our very special guests talk a little bit about their own personal experiences and thoughts on the wonderful novel by Harper Lee. And now we have guest speaker 13-year-old Amy Young from Pomona. Amy had read this book in her ninth grade English class. She is here to give us her views and thoughts on the book. Hello, Amy, and welcome. Thank you for joining us today.
Hello, Katie, and thank you for having me on your show.
You're welcome. Now, what were your thoughts on this book?
Well, Katie, I personally thought that the book was very eye-opening. It really makes you think a lot about a lot of things. It made me think a lot about racial controversy back then and compare it to now. How much we've changed and how much we didn't. One thing I liked especially, however, was how every character in the story had something unique about them. They all showed courage in growing up. Two main themes that affect the characters. Prejudice also affected them in a sense. Scout, Jem, and Dill each experienced some form of growing up. They learned about the world, people, and why things happened. They gained a voice and an opinion. I also love the metaphor To Kill a Mockingbird. It's definitely something to think about, like who the mockingbird is and why it's a sin. Tom Robinson sort of plays the mockingbird. Anyways, I thought this was a great book to relate to.
How do you think you relate to the story?
Well, I think from Scout's point of view, it really showed what a young girl goes through in those times, the way she acted, the questions she asked. She started out as a tomboy because of masculine influence from Jem and Atticus, although later on Calpurnia and Aunt Alexandra make an influence also to Scout's behavior and character. As the story progresses, she's changed and learns in many ways from experiences and goes through. Jem finds himself sailing through a mess of impacting events.
So what would you say was your favorite part about the book?
I would have to say the moment Scout started to give herself a voice. I remember when I first spoke up and made myself be heard, it felt good that I was listened to. In a way, it shows how Scout is growing up and that she develops a voice and can be heard.
How do you believe that growing up connects with prejudice and courage, and how is it the most important theme in the book?
Well, once again, growing up is the root and also the result of building courage and experiencing prejudice.
Okay, unfortunately, that's all the time we have. Thank you, Amy, for joining us. We hope to hear you again soon.
Thank you for inviting me, Katie. Bye-bye.
And now we have another guest. He is a professor from Harvard University here to talk about the book To Kill a Mockingbird. Good morning, Professor Adrian Wong, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Professor, why do you believe that growing up is a major theme in this book?
Well, Katie, growing up is a big role that affects everyone's lives as a child. This theme was included so that the people of any age can somehow relate to how the characters are experiencing this process.
How do you think growing up connects with the other themes of the book, prejudice and courage?
Well, in a way, growing up is the root of courage and prejudice. As you grow up, you find yourself becoming braver and having a louder voice to communicate. Also, racial issues, class, or age impacts the way one thinks and results, affecting the way they grow up. It opens one's eyes to the world and even shows the good and bad sides of society.
What are some ways that the characters in the story grew up throughout the book?
All the characters grew up in the story throughout a long period of time gradually. Scout starts out as a tomboy. One quote is, "Catching Walter Cunningham in the schoolyard gave me some pleasure, but when I was rubbing his nose in the dirt, Jem came by and told me to stop. You're bigger than he is," he said, page 27. Scout resorts to violence to sort out her mixed feelings, and Jem immediately does the right thing in stopping Scout. We see her taking more responsibility and growing more into a lady on page 231. "I was wearing my pink Sunday dress, shoes, and a petticoat, and reflected that if I spilled anything, Calpurnia would have to wash my dress again for tomorrow. This had been a busy day for her. I decided to stay out. Can I help you, Cal?" I asked, wishing to be of service. You can see how she is evolving into a more considerate person. Also, as the book nears the end, Scout realizes what it really means to be a lady. It doesn't mean wearing pretty dresses and acting proper, but it meant being civilized, controlled, and calm, especially during times of chaos. She also meets Boo Radley and finds that he is actually quite different from what others say about him. Jem also grows up a lot. He becomes much more like Atticus deeper into the book. However, he is also experiencing puberty and mood swings. On page 56, "Scout, I'm telling you for the last time, shut your trap or go home. I declare to the Lord that you're getting more like a girl every day." You can see how Jem is still young and gives into the idea that being a girl is bad. More evidence of Jem's apparent change is on page 117. Jem was 12. He was difficult to live with, inconsistent and moody. His appetite was appalling, and he told me so many times to stop pestering him, I consulted Atticus. "Reckon he's got a tapeworm?" Atticus said no. Jem was growing. I must be patient with him and disturb him as little as possible. After one altercation, when Jem hollered, "It's time you started being a girl and acting right," Jem's views changed about being a girl, and he is mentally changing as well as physically.
What are some ways characters didn't grow up in the story or showed a lack of maturity?
Well, I can think of Dill on page 201 when he started to cry because he didn't understand why Tom was being treated unfairly. Also, so oftentimes Scout rejected things and rebelled.
Okay, how and why is the theme in the story? How do you feel that growing up is more important than the other themes?
Well, the story is told from the point of view from someone who is still young and growing up every day. It shows how the process is applied to life. It can be reflected upon and related to the reader. The court trial makes a huge impact on the characters. Boo Radley also plays a role of a very important character who affects the way Scout grows and learns. The entire story slowly brings out the life in people and shows how they change.
How interesting. Well, thank you for sharing your views and thoughts with us. I hope you have all enjoyed today's topic, and maybe, if you haven't already, pick up the book To Kill a Mockingbird and read it. It's a great book, and you'll absolutely enjoy it. Thank you for tuning in, and be sure to tune in next week for next week's topic. I'm Katie, and you've just listened to With Katie.